Okay.
Uh-huh. Call that rock. I called it rock though. Up there. They go up in the low.
Uh-huh.
Because you can talk, you can open that. You can raise that. Uh-huh. Go up in the low.
You call that the what?
The drop dough.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Up in the low.
And since you had a lot of old worthless things that weren't any good anymore, like old broken furniture, what might you call that if it's not any good? You say it's nothing good.
Say it's more out.
Uh-huh.
Say it's, when you say it's more out.
You say it used to be good, but now it's nothing but...
It's worn out. Yeah, uh-huh. It used to be good, but it's worn out. It's worn out, now.
Uh-huh. So what would you call it? You'd say it's...
So I'd say it's worn out.
Well,
yeah. Uh-huh. Well...
Did you ever say that?
Mm-hmm. I said sometime, I'm a so-and-so in them with junk. And we take that junk and burn it up, too. Take it and saw it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cut up and put in that heater. Out the way.
Do you ever hear of people just having one room that where they just store odds and ends in? If they didn't want to throw something away, but they didn't have any use for it, they just put it in a room. Do you ever hear a name for that room?
The junk room.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all have one of those?
No, we didn't have that one.
And?
We didn't have that one, the junk room.
You just disposed of everything?
No, we just, whatever, if something wore out, we just took it and cut it up or fault of it, put in that heater. Out the way. That's just what we done.
Say if your house is in a big mess, you'd say, well, my house is dirty, I have to...
Mop it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, mop it.
And
you can dust it.
Uh-huh.
Dust it and mop it.
What would you say you were doing if you were dusting it and mopping it?
I'm cleaning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm cleaning.
What did people used to sweep with?
With the sagegrass broom.
Uh-huh.
And then when us quit the sagegrass broom, we got broom. We got high enough to... Well, I was getting by and have a broom and the sagegrass broom. Well, Mama, who was familiar with everybody didn't get that sagegrass right to pick the broom out?
How would you make a broom?
Take it and pull them straws out of the sagegrass field and put it together, a lot of them together, and then take my string, my tight, good tight string, and tie it and fix it. Yeah, tied and fixed.
Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was kind of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was...
The door. I say, the old door is hiding the broom.
So, or the broom is where?
It's in the corner.
Or in relation to the door, the broom is...
It's in the corner.
Is what the door? It's...
Yeah, it's...
You can't see the broom because of the door. You'd say the broom is...
It's here. I said the broom here and on the door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on houses that have two stories to them, to get from the first floor up to the second floor, you have...
Mm-hmm. But we never lived in a house like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We never lived in a house like that. But I have seen houses like that.
Uh-huh.
Because we go to Mama's cousin and she'd had a peanut upstairs and that part up there and down here, she had cone and sweet potato thing, and we would go upstairs there. It
uh-huh.
was a ladder to go upside the wall to go upstairs.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't ever have anything like that made like that.
What about on some houses, well, that you might see nowadays, they'd have an upstairs, but they wouldn't have a ladder to go upstairs. What would they have?
Well, they couldn't, if the house, if it had a loft and they couldn't climb, they couldn't get the joists up there.
Uh-huh.
Just,
well,